From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris with another item to add to your list of worries. A college student in Los Angeles has built a device that can hack into a cell phone or a wireless PDA from as far as a mile away. His name is John Herring. He goes to the University of Southern California, and he calls his invention the Blue Sniper Rifle because it attacks devices that use the wireless technology called Bluetooth.
There's been a lot of security problems with Bluetooth in the past, and the manufacturers of Bluetooth have discounted these security problems due to the inherent short range of Bluetooth of at maximum 100 meters. Well, what we've done is created a device that allows us to connect to another Bluetooth device from over 1.12 miles, thus the Blue Sniper, which enables us to essentially attack a phone or transfer any type of data at a long range.
Attack a phone. What exactly does that mean?
Typically, when a hacker or someone who's trying to exploit data from a mobile phone, what they'll do when attacking Bluetooth is actually exploit a vulnerability in the software, a problem or a flaw that's within the software from the manufacturer. And then after they've taken advantage of that problem, they'll be able to access any of the data on the phone without any intervention whatsoever. They don't require passwords. I mean, basically, it's free reign.
John, back to this rifle. How exactly does it work? How can you stand in one place and aim it at a building or at an individual a mile away and actually attack, or I guess you could call it hack into, their Bluetooth device?
What we've done is added a custom external antenna, which passively amplifies the signal and allows us to transfer data at a much longer range. What we're able to do is scan for all devices within range of our equipment, take a database of statistics, and basically run that against our software and check how many phones are vulnerable and essentially take an assessment of what the current state of mobile security is.
What kind of information came back to you?
Well, essentially, we were able to pick up within 20 minutes or so, probably 250 Bluetooth devices. Now, out of those 250 Bluetooth devices, I would say a smaller number of those were actually vulnerable. But with Bluetooth, with any device, whether it's vulnerable or not, if you aren't cautious about where you use it in public or if you keep it in non-discoverable mode, someone could physically track you, use it as a tracking beacon against you.
But for those, the small number that you say were vulnerable, does that mean that you had access to someone's phone list, their daily schedule?
Whenever we are working on these tests, we never access anyone's data. We're simply assessing the vulnerabilities and what's possible. It would be illegal to actually access someone's data. Now, in our own labs, with our own equipment, testing all of these phones, we definitely go through and perform the entire exploit and are able to retrieve the data from these phones, including SMS messages, voicemail passwords, phone book contact information, camera phone pictures. The list goes on.
So in the lab, you're able to determine that you can actually get this information.
Yes, exactly.
If you did it, but out in public, you essentially find the open door, but you don't walk through the threshold.
Exactly. We're here to help the general public and help secure these problems, not to create the problem.
So you're walking right up to the line, but you're not crossing it. So you think that you're not breaking the law here?
I know that we're not breaking the law, but it's definitely something that, like you said, if someone wished to go forward with that last step of exploiting the software, it definitely would be within the realm of cybercrime.
Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.
John Herring is a student at the University of Southern California and the developer of the Blue Sniper Rifle. A good entrepreneur, he's also co-founder of a company called Flexilis. In response to our story, the Bluetooth Special Interest Group says it takes security very seriously, and it encourages users to take an active role in securing their own equipment. For more information on the Blue Sniper Rifle and to find out how to keep your Bluetooth devices secure, visit our website, npr.org.